and welcome to Danny Chats. This is episode number 3, and today I'm joined by Michelle. Hi Michelle, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. And where are you calling from?
From Lebanon, from Beirut.
From Beirut, incredible. Wow. And what's the weather like there at the moment?
It's quite sunny, not too much.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, it's like 20 degrees or so.
Oh, that's warm. That's
yeah.
That's nice. Okay then, so I don't really know much about your story. So if you want to go from your diagnosis maybe?
Yeah. So I was diagnosed in 2013 in Abu Dhabi, as mentioned. So the medical centers there, they hadn't heard of the medicine. It's not registered there, Triantine, you know?
Oh, is that what you're on? Yeah.
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 So following the source, we reached to the production company, which is Univar.
Yeah.
And we were told it has a branch in Dubai, but it turns out it's only for chemical products.
Yeah.
So we got in contact with Univar in London, where the sales coordinator, Philippa, and she was very helpful, and she in turn guided us to Mary Graper from the Wilson's Disease Association.
Yeah.
And I just want to mention I'm very grateful for them. They were very helpful. Well, in Lebanon, if I were to order the Triantine here, the medicine can only come to one pharmacy. They can provide it, and for $2,000.
Wow.
So, yeah. So we had to receive it to Abu Dhabi from the Netherlands. And they follow specific regulations. So each time we needed a new prescription, a new doctor's report, every time we want to order it, and a permit from the Ministry of Health.
Really?
And they can only deliver it to a medical center, like a hospital or a pharmacy or so.
Oh, yeah.
So I tried to get it to Lebanon, but apparently classified as a terrorist country because of the political issues, so we had to do it to Abu Dhabi. And
I hadn't ever sort of thought of an issue like that, of being in a country where you couldn't get the medication. Yeah. Like, you've literally had to go around the world to sort of sort this out.
Exactly. Wasn't easy at all.
So how did they do the diagnosis? Because you must have been quite lucky to get that if they wasn't maybe something that they were looking for.
That's true. Actually, my dad was feeling that my face is pale, and he would tell me, let's have a blood test, let's have a checkup, and that would be it. Nothing is wrong, you know? And so we got it, and they started to make tests. Of course, it wasn't very easy to diagnose. They didn't just right away know. It took a bit of time, but finally a doctor in Abu Dhabi was able to diagnose that I had Wilson's disease.
Yeah, I had a similar process where my mum kept taking me to the doctors and just saying, he's not right. There's something not right with him. And they kept on doing tests. They just couldn't find out what was wrong. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I went into hospital that they eventually found it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you have had to fly around a bit, have you then, to sort of see doctors and stuff?
Yeah. So I just wanted to mention the process is a bit easier to receive from the US, Cyprien, yeah, which is the alternate medicine. But it's also a hassle to carry it from Abu Dhabi to Lebanon, you know. And plus here, when you get here, sometimes at the customs, they unseal all the packs.
Yeah.
And which renders them useless, because, you know, when they're open, they serve like a month or so. So there were many issues through it. So if you're able to get the medicine easily, you should really be grateful.
Yeah, I mean, I live in one of the, I think, the greatest countries in the world for the health system. I mean, we have the NHS, so we pay taxes, but through our taxes, everything's paid for, you know.
Exactly.
We can just walk in and get the treatment we need. We pay a small bit for medication, but not a lot.
Exactly.
So have you tried a few different medications then?
Actually, I've just tried Triantine and Cyprin, that's all.
Yeah, and did you find one was better than the other? Because I've only ever been on penicillamine, so.
To me, they were actually the same. I never had any side effects or anything, thank God, you know.
Yeah, nice. And I suppose, obviously, since you've been taking the meds, do you eat a low carb diet or a normal diet?
Well, I've been struggling to control my diet, but I try, you
Yeah,
know, but
it's
for
hard,
sure,
very hard.
exactly, it's not
Especially
easy.
because all the high in copper foods are generally all the nice foods.
Exactly, chocolate, nuts.
Yeah, chocolate nuts. I like shellfish. But yeah. Have you ever met or spoke to anyone else out where you are that has Wilson's?
Actually, I met the father of two children here in Lebanon who were diagnosed with Wilson's disease, and because it's so expensive here, as I mentioned earlier, they were unable to get the medicine, and so they were degrading, and they started to get the neurological disorders, and they ended up in a wheelchair, which is very unfortunate because only because they couldn't provide the medicine, you know?
Yeah, there's a very dangerous tipping point as well. Like, you can be fine, and then, yeah, you go over the edge, and there's sometimes no coming back, really, which is upsetting.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's great that you've managed to get that medication. It's good that your dad was so persistent as well.
Honestly, I'm so grateful to him. Even this whole process from getting the reports, and you have to wait because the doctor is not always available, to getting the approval from the Ministry of Health, and all this process, he does it all. I'm so grateful for him. It's a long process, you know.
Yeah, I bet. So obviously, I mean, you had a few symptoms, but you didn't get too bad, which was really lucky. But have you found that since you've been diagnosed, you feel different, or like, is there been sort of, was there a mental thing to get over?
Like at the time, I didn't feel anything, but now that I know that I have Wilson's disease, I feel that maybe before I was a bit easily angry, you know? But I've been managing things, and with the medicine, of course, I take Triantine with other, like Inderal. Do you also take other things?
I used to, but mainly because I took the penicillamine, but then I'd take propranolol to lower blood pressure. I was on a few other things to sort of do other side the other side effects, but nothing necessarily to get copper. It was just the penicillamine to get the copper out. Omeprazole as well to try and calm the stomach. So yeah, I was on a few different things, but yeah, luckily I don't have to take anything now because I've had my liver transplant. So I take my immunosuppressants, but I'm on less medication than I was on before, which is kind of a godsend, really.
And how do you feel after you had the operation?
Unbelievably well. I didn't realize how ill I was before I needed the operation. I was still going for a yearly test to King's, which is my local hospital. And every year they sort of said, "Yeah, you're fine, carry on, carry on." And then one year when I went there for the test, they just said, "Oh, now we think it's the time to have a liver transplant." And at the time, I thought, "Oh, I feel fine, I feel fine." But now I've had it, I can definitely look back and say, "Yeah, I wasn't fine." I couldn't focus. I was tired a lot. There was just a lot of things. But yeah, because it's so gradual, you just get used to it. Comes normal. Yeah.
I'm part of you, yeah.
I'm 8 months down the line now, and I just feel like a different person.
Great, thank God. I'm
Yeah.
happy for you.
It's incredible. I mean, I'm so pleased. I've got to thank the donor, obviously, and their family.
Definitely.
Yeah, really.
Was it easy to find a donor?
I was on the, we don't actually have to find them ourselves. I don't know whether that's something you maybe have to do if that's the case. But we just get put on like a list, and then organs come up, I suppose, and we get put forward for it. I went to hospital 3 times before I actually got my liver, because you get asked to go to the hospital, you have to get prepped, and then they test the liver to see if it's good enough for you. Three times they said it wasn't, so it was a case of going back home. And then the fourth time, you sort of sat around waiting, and then you get told it's okay.
Yeah, actually here in Lebanon it's not available, and neither in Abu Dhabi the liver transplant. So the closest is I think Egypt, and there's India, France. So if I have to do it, I have to travel somewhere else.
Yeah, I was actually just talking to someone before this from India. I've spoken to quite a few people from India that have been diagnosed with Wilson's.
True.
I mean, it's a massive country, so there are going to be quite a few
people. Exactly.
It's crazy, the different medical systems and...
Definitely.
So what are your plans for going forward? Have you got anything planned?
So far, I've been stable with the medication I'm having. I've been living nearly a normal life, just the doctor's visit every 3 months or so, and the medicines, and taking care of food as much as I can, taking care of my diet. But hopefully, I'm not going to reach the transplant stage. I'm hoping I'm not, because it's still in the fibrosis stage, not cirrhosis. But who knows?
Yeah, I think you've definitely got a lot of hope in that, because although I did have the transplant, they wanted to give me my transplant when I was first diagnosed. I had really bad liver damage. But they also told me about the medication option, and they said that might work for a while. So I chose that, and it worked for, you know, over 15 years, 20 years. So it was, I'm glad I chose that option, really.
Yeah. Diagnosed quite young.
Yeah, at 14. And I was really, really ill. Like, they said to my parents that I had a couple of days to live if they hadn't have made the diagnosis. Yeah. So it was, and the diagnosis came by chance. Someone else came to that hospital for their yearly check for Wilson's. And the doctors sort of put two and two together and tested me for it. And luckily got me on the medication. And once you're on that medication, obviously it really helps.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe that. That's an amazing story you've had to go.
Thank you. And so is yours. I'm so happy you did the transplant and everything's flowing smoothly now.
Yeah, me too. It's great. And thank you for agreeing to do this chat.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to share.
No problem. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
That's it. I just want to mention that anyone out there who's able to provide the medicine, don't do take it on time. Don't just say one pill is not going to affect me or anything, because some people are like begging to get this one pill, you know?
Yeah. That was actually something else. I was talking to someone else just before this, is they were to ask me how, because they were struggling to keep in the routine of taking their meds. Is there anything that you do? I mean, for me, it was, I had to have food with mine, because otherwise I felt ill. So it was obviously having with breakfast and having with dinner. And I was doing it for so long, it just became natural.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I take 3 pills now, but it's also a bit natural, you know?
Yeah. I mean, someone explained it to me when I was a child, you know, I think as a child, I was like, I don't want to have to take tablets every day. And then someone said to me, but some people just take vitamins every day. You know, it's not a hardship. It's not like you have to do anything. You know, there's a lot more worse circumstances, because before my operation, I had to have blood thinners. So I was having to inject into my stomach every day. And I know people that have to do that every day through other illnesses. So I do feel myself lucky that a tablet is all I need just to keep alive.
Exactly. At least we're able to function normally. We're not feeling anything, you know? Yeah.
And yeah, I suppose, like you say, people should appreciate the fact that we can get our medication.
Exactly.
Easy. Well, brilliant. Thank you very much. And I hope you have a lovely afternoon.
You too.
Go and enjoy some of that nice weather.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Danny. Bye.